Football, chess, and water polo matches, not to mention band, drama, and scholastic bowl competitions, are all governed by the IHSA. It's a nonprofit group based in Bloomington. While it's not government-run, Representative Linda Chapalavia says it was created by the General Assembly, and schools do pay the IHSA some, which she says means it uses taxpayer dollars. The Aurora Democrat says the IHSA has been elusive about its practices.
My intention is to shine accountability and transparency on this department that a lot of our colleagues have asked over the years to get information, and they have totally ignored us.
Chapalavia is sponsor of a measure the House approved to hold hearings on IHSA's funding, administration, and other activities. She says she has no intention of a state takeover, but her resolution calls for looking into the feasibility of transferring its duties to the State Board of Education. That has opponents crying foul. They say the IHSA has done a commendable job, and what it does is none of government's business. I'm Amanda Vinicky.